When we first began hearing about the coronavirus, one of the centers of the outbreak was in Japan, technically off the coast of Japan, on a cruise ship, the Diamond Princess. But it's only now that Japan has declared a state of emergency. Patrick Nguyen is the world's Asia correspondent.
Well, there's a really scary jump in cases in Tokyo and Osaka and a few other prefectures, and that's sort of broken this lucky streak that Japan has experienced for months. They have relatively few cases compared to their neighbors, such as South Korea, certainly China. In Tokyo, cases just doubled in the last week. So their total number is still pretty low, more than 4,000 cases, more than 90 deaths, but that's not bad for a fairly large country in Asia.
And what do Japanese officials think the lockdown can do at this point?
Okay, so they can now more easily close schools, parks, any public facilities. They can mobilize medical workers more easily. They can actually turn schools into medical facilities or whole football stadiums into medical facilities if they need to. But one thing they can't do, they can't literally force people to stay home. And that actually has its roots in World War II because after the war, the U.S. helped install this pacifist constitution, trying to prevent Japan from becoming a very militaristic empire, but that actually reverberates into the present. Authorities can't harshly act on their citizens, and so they have to request people stay home and not order them to stay home.
Why has Japan, up till this point, not been hit as hard as other countries?
There are many theories. One is that the Japanese population was already very accustomed to wearing masks. It is a place with very good hygiene, good public facilities where people can wash their hands. There's another theory that there was simply less social engagement all along in Japan, but people have been riding the subway, going out to dinner, way longer than you see in other countries. I think the leading concern is that maybe there are more cases in Japan than we know about, and they're just not testing that much, and they're missing these patches of outbreaks and giving Japan a false sense of security.
Japan is an advanced country with a top-notch medical sector. Why so little testing?
Well, if you listen to the World Health Organization, their guidance is test and test and keep testing. Japan has been going its own way, and Japan health officials have said they don't want to roll out all of their tests until cases explode because otherwise it's wasteful. Japan actually is sitting on a lot of tests. They're only using 1/6 of their capacity. There is a growing outcry among Japan's healthcare officials and some academics saying, this has gone on too long. You need to test. We need better data. They're worried that Tokyo is going to turn into the next New York. And they're thinking that if you don't test, you're not going to see that outbreak on the horizon before it explodes. I think the state of emergency is going to be a turning point for Japan. And hopefully it stops an outbreak, a more serious outbreak, before it really gets out of control.
The world's Asia correspondent, Patrick Nguyen. Patrick, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.